Hello and welcome to Nextbox Official Radio, Episode 1. I am your host, UT Crazy, and I am joined with T Primex, aka Taylor, and UT Crazy, aka Mark, because we always mix up our names. So, first off, I'll just sort of talk about who we are. So, I'm not going to mention that, I already said that, but, why are we called Nextbox? Well, because we make Xbox game reviews, so Nextbox, Next Generation Xbox Reviews. So that's why we're called Nextbox, and our website is www.nextbox.co.nr. And, yeah, that's who we are. So let's just get right in the show. Our first topic is Fable, and I know T-Primex got this a little while ago. And you had your comments about that, like, was it a disappointment, or what?
It was a bit disappointing. I, got it, and, I actually have been putting it off for a while because, well, it was sort of getting, it's sort of weird, getting games is sort of good because I got Morrowind, and then I got Fable, so I put off Morrowind. And now I have Halo 2, so I've been putting off Fable and Morrowind.
And both those games you're, like, sort of disappointed with.
So once I... Yeah, Morrowind especially. Yeah. I think it's overrated, yeah, but it's still it's a great overrated game. Too. Yeah. But, so after I get tired of Halo 2, I'm going to beat Fable, play that for about a month, and I'm going to work on Morrowind. But anyways, Fable, one of the weird things about it is I think the media hyped it all up. Half the time, I think it's not the developer or producer's fault. Like, sure, they might make false promises, but in the long run, the media, like, they're like, for Bungie, for instance, that yes, they made false promises, but some things they were like, oh, we might put this weapon in, but nothing's for certain.
Yeah.
And then the media's like, oh, they guaranteed this Warthog would be in the game. And they sort of did that with Fable. Like, oh, this is gonna be a long, long game, and they were talk like, oh yeah, and they took a whole pile of stuff out of it. The one thing I was wondering is why can't you be female in the game? There's a lot of girl gamers, well not a lot, not as many as guys. But there's still some, and they might want to be a female in the game instead of a guy.
Yeah.
And in KOTAR, Knights of the Republic, when you're a female, the game experience changed a bit, but not a lot, but it still changed. And so it's like, it's almost like playing the game as another way. And the other thing I didn't like, well, I was playing KOTAR all summer, and that's, I have to say, that's tied for Halo 2 with me. KOTAR and Halo 2 are my favorite games. I don't like one over the other. So, anyways, when I was playing KOTAR, it was turn-based, sort of like Final Fantasy, where you take a hit at the guy, he takes a hit at you, you take a hit at him, you might block, he might block you, you might block him a few times.
I like KOTAR.
But this one, Fable, is more like hack and slash. Like, I'm really good at sniping with my bow and arrow. I can take a bow and arrow and shoot. Once I actually shot through an arrow through a guy's head, and the head was still on the arrow, and then it hit another guy, and it went through his head, then it hit another guy, and went through his head. And then I'm really good with the sword. I can chop people's heads off with my sword. Well, actually, I don't use my sword, I use an axe now. A few things I don't like about it is there's some parts in it where it makes it sound like you can get everything, like you can do all these actions and everything. Well, some actions you can only get when you're good, and some actions you can only get when you're bad. Like, for example, when you're bad, you can give someone the finger, but when you're good, you can't. So that sort of sucks. And same with some armor. You can't, like, there's this one place where it has amazing armor in it, but you have to kill your wife to get it. So, but it gives you, Morrowind and that are tied in freedom. Everyone says, oh, Morrowind has more freedom. But in Morrowind, you can't design what haircut you have, like, change your haircut throughout the game. You can't get tattoos.
Yeah, but you can, like, pick what kind of character you are at the beginning. Yeah, and that's, like, all role-playing games.
But I can have my, like, right now, my hair is, like, how I have in real life. But I could change that so I have a mohawk, and I keep changing it during the game. And I think Fable, you can get married, you can have, like, various wives, you can get scars from battle,
it's realistic.
It's a lot more different spells. Like, I hate the spells in Morrowind. You're, like, casting them, and only, like, maybe every hundred
spell
you do, like, work.
Yeah, like, Morrowind, I really think the combat is really hard to go through. I mean, I'm sure, like, if you play it more, you get better at it, but I sort of feel like I wasted, like, my money on Morrowind.
I don't think I wasted my money on Morrowind. I only paid $20 for it. Yeah, second of all, you didn't buy Morrowind.
But we wasted our money. So, yeah.
Anyways, but, Fable, and it's another. I'm sort of talking about Morrowind, Knights of the Republic, and, like, Fable all in, like, the same, topic.
These are, like, sort of, like, different talks. I'm like, Yeah, but we can distract.
But, Knights of the Republic has an awesome storyline. I love the storyline. I, like, got so into that game. I did nothing in the summer except go on KOTAR and the Knights of the Republic forums.
And I'm sort of ashamed that I haven't, like, beat it yet, because I've had it for, like, a long time. And I need to play it more, and I really like the game, and I played it a lot at my college, and that's where I beat Halo 1 as well. And so, yeah, I'll have to beat it, like, soon.
And I met a really cool guy on the Knights of the Republic forums.
Who?
Mike. And, Dante. He's pretty cool, too.
Yeah. Captain Hangglider?
No, he's on Xbox forums.
Yeah.
But Knights of the Republic has an awesome storyline. I cannot get into the Morrowind storyline.
Morrowind's, like, I played it a few times, actually, and I tried to get in, and I started over, and I got through, and no matter how, I'm like, well, when you play it more, you might as well, you're gonna get more intent, like, sort of immersed in the game, but, like, the more I play it, the more I don't want to play it. It's sort of like a chore to play it. I'm like, well, I've played these other games a lot, so maybe I should give Morrowind a try. And then I go to Morrowind, and I'm like, well, I'll play it another time. And I just sort of procrastinate, and it isn't, like, fun.
And I'll admit something. I can say all the games I've played on your Xbox, my Xbox loads faster. Except one, no. Which really, really bugs me. It loads, like, 2 seconds on everyone else's Xbox. And I timed it, and it took me 7 minutes to load
Morrowind?
This. Morrowind.
Morrowind is a...
So
is
every
a,
time I die, 7 minutes.
It's
I
a
have
slow
to be
loading
waiting
game,
there.
But maybe it's slower on yours, because it isn't seven, definitely not 7 minutes, less than one.
I got, like, 7 minutes to one time, and that really bugs me. Every time I die, 7 minutes.
Yeah,
I don't like the targeting on Morrowind.
That's
when you have this little, like...
Yeah, thing, and you're like, one out of 100 hits them.
And it's weird how you can choose first person and... Third person I use while I'm, like, traveling around, but first person I use while I'm fighting.
And it's, like, easier than third person, but...
Yeah, so, it's sort of weird, and the environments are so big. I'm sort of almost scared of Morrowind. Like, in case I'm doing something wrong, I'm always, like, my friends usually, some half the time, is there helping me, and I'm like, oh, because he's gotten really far in it, so I'm like, oh, should I steal this? Will the cops catch me? Like, I'm worrying about this one thing. It's a $30,000 diamond I stole.
30,000, you know, that's like,
it's Morrowind. And if the police catch me stealing anything, that'll be taken away from me.
Yeah, and Morrowind is like, it's sort of like a stealing game, because that's basically like your whole game, you're stealing things.
Or you're killing people. And half the people you're killing, and it's like illegal to kill them, and...
Yeah.
So it's sort of, and I'm sort of like freaked out traveling places because the environment's so huge you can get lost, and then there's enemies everywhere.
That's why it takes like 7 minutes
to
land on
you. The only safe place is like town, and I only find town that.
Oh no! When you walk in the water and you get like killed by like fish, like they like you don't get killed, but they like come and attack you.
The only thing that like even got me into Morrowind was actually trying to get into it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get into this game.
You have to like force yourself to.
And then the other thing is, I was trying to compete against you and Alex, and Alex got too far in the game. I'm not even trying to compete with him anymore. He's like. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I only know.
Yeah,
where
my
you
brother
are.
And his friend got really far one day. They were pretty far.
But I enjoy watching Morrowind more than playing it.
That's sort of how I feel.
Because I'm afraid playing it. But
yeah,
it's
like
funny.
When someone else they like arrest them and they don't know what to do, like they're like a new body.
Like Fable, that's what I love. But you can hardly defeat guards in
Morrowind.
Fable, my guy's so strong now, he can go,
how old is your guy?
I think 40-something, 43, and my guy, I've literally stood there for 2 hours, like, in real life, just killing guards as they came along. They just come in rolls, kill them.
Yeah.
But that's what sort of sucks about this, there's unlimited guards, I find that sort of unfair.
Yeah, would you, like, recommend it, like, for, like, a Christmas wish list?
I'd recommend it. It's not a game that you want to rent.
No, because you get into it.
Yeah.
You want to get farther.
It's not actually a long game, it's pretty short, but,
It gets some
good
replay value.
It's just, you can play it, like, a gazillion different ways.
Yeah.
But they should have added to Fable, though, it was online play.
Yeah, that's what I think would
have been. That would have been awesome. A huge online community, like, all, like, different heroes and villains, and then you'd be, like, walking in the forest. Oh, ambush, two villains beside you fighting you, and you could take them down or whatever. And the weird thing is, I finally got this thanks to this one guy. I was going through the game, and I kicked at the beginning of the game, I kicked a chicken by accident because I didn't know what the buttons did.
Yeah.
And then when I got older, everyone started calling me Chicken Chaser.
Yeah, that was
I wondered what that.
Like, oh, you're a chicken chaser, are you? And I'm like,
so I was wondering what the heck does a chicken chaser mean? And eventually I figured out. So I had my name changed to Hood, but then everyone was like, Hood, Hood, Hood. And they're like, oh, God, you're ugly, you're a hood. And I'm like, now my name is Ranger. And I'm pretty happy with Ranger.
Ranger, yeah. Oh, okay, so Fable, yeah. I think our next topic will be, and it isn't a big topic, Spider-Man 2. You've played it, I've played it. And it gives you a lot of freedom, I think. And it's a good, what would you classify it?
Action adventure.
Action, I mean.
Actually, you could go on Xbox.com right now, and it tells you what every game is classified as.
Like, officially? Yeah, I'll go do that. But, yeah, so...
I'm pretty sure that's what happens.
I really like that, because it... Does that happen to you? It, like, asks you every time?
I just go xbox.ca.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, what do you go to on here?
Games.
Games, are you sure?
Yeah.
Xbox Live.
And then go to Game Catalog.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it gives you a lot of freedom, personally. Like, and it's a pretty fun game.
Just keep going down until you get the S.
Spider-Man.
And this should say
Yeah, this should say
which... or Avenger. Go down. Okay, maybe go back.
Maybe.
It usually says it... Okay, just look at it in the... This part.
I'm not scrolling through all those.
There's not many. That's another thing I like to talk about. There's not many. Everyone always complains how there's not many.
Yeah, I'll look at that later.
There's not many Xbox games.
There is quite a lot, I think.
Yeah, there's quite a bit. I say GameCube and Xbox have the same amount of games.
Yeah, probably.
PS2 has a lot, but I'd rather
quality, have a whole bunch,
quality
yeah.
than quantity.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. So Spider-Man 2, I like that game. There's quite a few Xbox magazines, and I think. You have XOXM.
Yeah.
And
I actually have looked at Xbox Nation before.
Is that good?
Well, I like the demo disc and
Xbox. Yeah, I think that's the...
Feel sad when I first got it. Like, the first year I had Xbox Magazine, I'd literally take the demo disc, throw away the magazine, Now I look at the magazines, I, like, pay attention because they're actually really good. They recommend what I want to buy. I'd say every 10 games they review, I agree with like 9 of their ratings.
Yeah, because they're pretty like fair with their ratings.
Some of the ratings, I'm like, that's another good thing about our sites. When we review games, we're not being paid by anyone.
We're not being bribed.
Because sometimes I go, oh, there's a game called Galleon, and for like the whole year, Xbox had ads in it. I wonder what they're going to give them. And then I'm like, I sort of feel a little bribe here.
Yeah,
they gave it a 6.8, which is, I usually play anything that's a 6 or higher. Anything a 6 or higher, I'd buy. Anything 6, maybe Rent. 7 or higher, I'd buy. But I'm like, maybe they were fair, or maybe it was, like, only deserved, like, a 4 or 5 or something.
Yeah, maybe they, yeah. Because, like...
So I always wonder about those things, because... And Xbox, I liked Xbox Magazine, because it used to be there was 2 ads in the whole magazine. Yeah. Now there's at least...
Add on every
25,
other page.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, full-page ads all over, like, on the ones I've gotten, too. So, yeah, so OXM, I think, is probably the best.
Xbox Nation is sort of good.
But it just doesn't have the demo.
I like the reviews and everything. And they look at games that... It's, like, not the most popular games. For example, Oddworld Stranger. No one's really paying attention to that game. I'm really looking forward to it. But no one else cares about that game. And they took a deep look at that game. But it's so unorganized. There's, like, a review. Like, Xbox is a review. Then there's, like, a preview section. Then there's, like, a rumor section.
There's, like, hardware.
This one, there's, like, a review. Then, like, 2 previews. And, like, a little, like, interview with someone. Then there's, like, another review. And it's, like,
it's
so unorganized.
Yeah. So, OXM, probably the best. I haven't looked through, like, all the Xbox magazines. But there's a lot. You just need to see which one is your personal favorite. And I think our next topic is apparently the most anticipated game of the year, and it was.
I'd say that, yeah.
Yeah, because everyone was always talking about this game, and I don't think anyone, like, you couldn't have guessed it. Halo 2 is the most anticipated game of the year, and me and T-Primex are sort of disappointed. I think you're more disappointed than
I'm
me.
I'm more disappointed than you.
Yeah.
Actually, thanks to Easter Egg, I was out of a scale of 1 to 10 of... disappointed, I would say an 8.
Yeah.
I'd give the game a 9, because if there was no Halo 1, I'd still think it's like, oh, the best game out there.
Yeah. I still think it's one of the best games.
Yeah, it's tied for me for KOTAR for the best, but,
if it was its best that it could be, then it would be, like, amazing.
Disappointing, it was 8, but now I found, like, at least 13 Easter eggs, and so that's put it down to about a 7, or a 6.5 or something like that.
Yeah, but yeah, Halo 2, we're just sort of disappointed because of the ending, and they took out so much stuff. Like,
yeah, they said they weren't making a Halo 3. We're stopped making the Halo series. We'll probably make more like multiplayer level. And then they go, oh, we're going to make a Halo 3, or maybe we should make downloadable content that'll cost you to buy to download it.
Yeah, and that's, like, what they're gonna do, basically. I mean, they're releasing free downloadable content, but not big stuff, like updates for the Xbox.
Have you got any downloadable content?
No, just the updates, like, for it, just, like, to make it faster.
Oh.
And
yeah, but every game has that.
No, when you first get it, you have to get an update just for the game to play it online. But then they had another one just to make it faster, because Halo 2 used to load slow on Xbox Live.
But now they have to make it less like. Oh, when I was here last night, it was
I think I know
really,
what
really
it,
laggy.
I know
for
why
some
it was
reason.
laggy.
Why?
Because I had a download going. So
Oh,
that's why it was
and we
laggy.
were playing against Mike.
Yeah, no, I think it was laggy for him too, but I think
No,
that might have accounted for
it
some. I
might have.
think
I don't think it was
I th
as laggy,
maybe
but.
not as laggy, but I think that might have accounted for some of the lag.
Because I saw the Warthog transport some places. Yeah, that was awful. Like, I hate Lego. Xbox Live, it's at least not as bad as Xbox
No,
Kinect.
definitely
Like,
not.
Xbox Kinect actually, like, freezes.
Yeah, like you like
Xbox Live
stop and
lag,
then
you
it's like
teleport.
yeah, I know. Like Xbox Live, you like move places. Xbox Kinect, you like freeze, and it's like trying to reconnect, and then everyone experiences lag, and it isn't
Oh,
good.
so I think we should go since X. I think we should check out X. Yeah, you should actually try Xbox Kinect one of these days
Yeah, 'cause I can just I have it on.
to
I don't yeah see
yeah,
the
just to
difference.
see how many more people, if there's people actually playing, because you were the one. I'm like, oh, Xbox Kinect is going to die after Xbox
Oh,
Live.
it will, but no,
Yeah.
I don't think it'll die. It's just
Okay,
there was a lot of
it'll be
people on
sick in
Halo
bed.
2.
It'll be like an old man
Yeah,
on his like deathbed.
they won't be doing very well. But yeah, so Halo 2 disappointment, and I think we'll talk about Xbox Live in a bit more detail. And I
I
got
wonder
that.
if anyone's playing Halo Online on Kinect.
Oh, I haven't checked if they had Halo 2. Oh yeah, probably like no one on Halo 1. No, but okay, so Xbox Live, I really like it because first of all, it hardly ever has lag unless I caused that lag sometimes, and you can morph, you can change your voice, especially for Halo 2. It's really easy to find games. They use the matchmaking system, so it just goes and it searches for games. Takes like under 30 seconds in most cases. You can have all your friends if there's anyone close to you that. Or you just like add people and they're really good. And then we were saying Xbox Kinect, which is the free alternative to Xbox Live. It's laggy, it's not
Slow, you have to
slow.
go. Is it working in the
Yeah,
other room all the
because you have
time?
to do it on your computer. Like Xbox Live, you just go on it and you click right in the game. But Xbox Kinect, you're
That
like,
was
is it
horrible
working?
because I'd
One
be
day
the
you
one
came
I'd be
over.
the one saying you'd be the one saying, "Is it working?" And I'd have to say yes, and then you'd run, and then suddenly it'd be like
Yeah,
unable to connect.
and then you'd come in and you'd click unable to join game. It was terrible. But yeah, it's laggy, it's slow, it's tedious, it's.
I
I
don't
mean.
think like out of 10 games, I think at least 9 of them were laggy.
Yeah, I know. And then. No, I'd say at least 5 were laggy and 5 didn't work.
No, out of 10,
Out
no.
of 10?
Maybe 4. 5 didn't work, 4 were laggy, 1 like
One
worked
was
perfect.
worked perfectly and you like got into it easy. And some games you had to keep on going into it and it would work. So yeah, that Xbox Live and Xbox Kinect, there's like no, you can't compare them. Like they're so, I mean, Xbox Live is so much better that you can't really say which one's better. But yeah, so and then there's this game that you want, Splinter Cell: Pandora
Well,
Tomorrow.
I
Well,
want.
you
I'm
want the next one.
deciding. I'm
I
deciding
might
to
ask for
stick with,
that for Christmas.
Chaos Theory. Have
Chaos
you even
Theory?
played?
Not since we played it yesterday.
Did we didn't even play it yesterday.
No, we played it
Oh, I'm
late.
sorry. I got into the game. I started throwing bombs, and then we
Yeah, you're like boom, 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 boom,
That was
boom.
very cool, though.
Yes. Yeah, I'm gonna try that out because I have Splinter Cell one, so.
Yeah, I want to try that on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
According to our pal Mike, it's
Yeah.
really good.
Yeah, because him and he and his friends, that's like what they've been playing.
Well, they've been playing Halo 2. I
Yeah.
thought that was really odd when we saw him on Halo 2
Yeah,
instead
I know,
of
instead of Splinter Cell, we're
he
like,
was
we'll
on
meet
Halo
you.
2 for the whole night, not
Not on Splinter Cell, maybe because he like just got it. Like he was talking to me and he's like, "Oh, I just got it an hour ago." I'm like, "Oh, you just got
Yeah,
it?" And he's
I
like,
think I was there when he actually received it because he's like, "I got Halo 2." I'm like,
And
"Huh?"
I'm like, "Huh, I got it on November
No, but
10th."
half the games England receives like early, and half of them they
No,
receive like
because they
late.
got it on the 12th, I think. The Europe release wasn't on the 12th, but still, that's late. It's like because he
No,
just
but
got it
he
yesterday.
pre-ordered San Andreas.
Yeah, I think that was his main game because he didn't pre-order Halo. Did he end up getting the special edition?
I recommend the special edition.
Why?
Because he could get the special edition the same price as the regular.
Oh yeah, I think he did say.
Because
he said
he
that
was
before.
Asking me, and I'm like, well, if it's not going to cost you any different,
then obviously go to.
No, the problem was it wouldn't fit in his Xbox like holder thing. Like,
oh yeah, does he? He has an Xbox like DVD holder.
Yeah, so do I.
Well, your little homemade one.
Yeah. Pretty good, if you ask me.
I have one for my DVDs, but yeah, so Splinter Cell, it's basically like Splinter Cell 1, except probably everything like up to it, but I can't really say
can't
much
really
about that.
I can't really say about it either.
Yeah, I know.
All I really got to do in it was throw bombs.
Throw bombs, yeah. You played Splinter Cell 1, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked that one. It's really stealthy. It's apparently the most stealthy game of the year, and I'm like, I told my aunt about that, and
It just depends. I'm on different trends sometimes. Sometimes I love RPGs.
Xbox trends. Talk about those.
Sometimes I love RPGs. Sometimes I love first-person shooters. Sometimes I love adventures. Sometimes I love stealth. It just depends on what I'm feeling like.
Okay, next topic, Xbox trends.
Yeah. Stealth. It used to be that you, like, when I took a shotgun out, blew up a tank, he was dead, you won. Now it's like, oh, I have to blow out all the candles, sneak up behind him,
slit his throat, and then kill all the guys, and then you get to
and
move
then pull
on.
His body into a corner so no one sees him.
That's like exactly like Splinter Cell 1, the one mission. You have to do that. You have to like hide his, kill him, go behind him, slit his throat, push him in the corner.
Actually, you can't slit his throat.
No, you go, and then
because,
you punch him in the
face.
That's
what I love about Chaos 3, there's a new weapon in Splinter Cell Chaos 3. Imagine this, I never thought they would have put this in a stealth game. A knife.
Finally, yeah. Why didn't they have that in the first game?
I didn't
game?
Know why they didn't have that in like the first one.
Finally,
when I think of stealth, I think of guys sneaking up behind someone, slitting their throat.
And then hiding their carbs.
Or a sniper.
Yeah, a sniper.
And they had a sniper, but no, they couldn't put the knife in.
That's pretty sad. That's like one of the first like weapons, like sword or whatever.
Another thing is every game has a 2 behind it or a 3 or a number of some sort, like
Halo 2,
Splinter Cell 2.
Splinter Cell 2. It's Splinter Cell Pandora.
Oh, 2. I'm sorry. It has a subtitle.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
And there's like Mech Assault 2 is coming out, Crimson 2 is coming out for the Xbox 2.
Are you getting that seriously?
Freedom Fire is coming out for the Xbox 2.
Are you seriously going to bring over your Xbox and download that content?
I might not, because for some reason, the content download for Crimson Skies was like only, it was like download only. You can only use the downloads for on Xbox.
Oh yeah, you couldn't anyway, because I'd have to like put all my information on your Xbox. Like
I might though.
A gamer tag.
I might someday, like in the summer.
Yeah.
Which is a while away.
Yeah, a long time away, and you'll have Xbox Live by then.
No,
so,
I won't.
What did we just talk? Yeah. So Xbox trends. And so I think one of the biggest things is console wars. That's one of the biggest sort of debates that goes on in every like forum board and everything. And I think technologically Xbox is the best. You can go to websites, maybe I'll put this in the show notes. Oops. Maybe I'll put this in the show notes. Like there's a website that says the exact sort of technology thing that Xbox is the best, but I mean some people debate that Xbox is like too heavy and they're gonna like break their back if they like carry it to like somewhere else, and Xbox isn't that heavy.
Yeah, everyone's it like is, oh, Xbox is so heavy, and my comeback to that, it's like the best comeback for that, I'm like, well then go to the gym, because I can carry I'm guessing 5 without a problem.
Yeah, I know, it isn't that big if you're just carrying an Xbox. It isn't a problem at all. Maybe, okay, say you were carrying it in weight, you could probably carry 5, like, because it's sort of awkward carrying 5, like the weight of 5, yeah. Like, because it is the heaviest console, but it still isn't that heavy.
Like,
I'd rather have a heavy
PS2 is so flimsy. I like put the disc in and like the whole thing
collapsed.
Yeah,
and apparently the small one now is like really, it crashes some games even though it's supposed to be better.
Oh, did I tell you about the GTA San Andreas news?
What?
My friend was researching it. The graphics are so good for it.
Yeah.
The after playing it for half an hour, your PS2 will overheat, so you have to eject the game and then re-inject it.
And that's one of the new things about the small Xbox, because they were saying that they were thinking about recalling every single PlayStation that they've sold, because it overheats with some games. And that's what they were saying, like, it's just like that one, there was this one laptop that it would, like, set on fire if you had it turned on too long, like, the power supply, and they had to recall, like, everyone. That's what the
purpose
of the
new... That's going to be weird about Half-Life 2. They're saying Half-Life 2, the graphics are so good for it. It actually has the best graphics out of any game right now. It's not out yet, but
Is that for just Xbox?
Yeah, just Xbox. So if it might be for PC,
too. If you're going to get San Andreas, make sure you have the small
PlayStation. But they said it might not even work for Xbox or any system. It'll definitely work for the computer because you're not
a
computer.
And you need a huge computer still to play it. So,
How... I was always wondering, compare an Xbox to a computer, how good is, like, an Xbox if you transform it into a computer? Great?
Xbox is
really good, or average, or, like, crappy?
It would probably be, it is actually about average. Like, my old computer, you could basically say that was an Xbox, because Xbox, it would probably, like, in today's age, probably be a crappy computer. You can't really compare the two, because... Like, games for the Xbox aren't as demanding as on
my
computer.
Yeah. The one in my room and then the other one downstairs. Yeah. The one in my... What would it be more like?
It would be more like the one upstairs, probably. That's not as good.
Yeah, I have to say. Yeah, the Xbox came out November 15th, 2001.
And it's still the best. Like, out of all the consoles, it's the best with everything.
In our opinion.
Yeah, no, it is the best technologically.
In our opinion.
Technologically, it is the best.
Well, maybe in, like, hardware, but not in games.
Maybe not in games.
Games is what matters. People don't go and buy an Xbox. They're like, oh, I'm just buying this for technology. Then buy a computer.
I'll have to find that.
That's a gaming console.
Yeah, you can't, like, compare, like,
which,
oh, I'm not going to
buy...
Which,
it's not only a gaming console. This guy was talking to me, and he was...
You can use your Xbox.
Was sort
as
of sad because he was like, I use my Xbox as a DVD player, a CD player, and a gaming system. I'm like, yeah,
you
me
can.
Too. And he's like, well, my friends make fun of me because they said I should use a real DVD player and a real CD player.
It is,
like,
a real DVD player. You have to pay $50.
I'm like, what's
DVD
the point
player?
Of that? You, it's like
then
all
you
three
have to
of
have
them
two.
Combined.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you need three different things.
That's
you
what
can't
I hate about PS2. No CD player on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know. And the DVD player is a piece of garbage. It, like, has, like, huge bars at the bottom as when you're playing DVDs, and that's a big drawback. So, yeah, so console wars, there's always going to be debating. And I know one of the things you like about the Xbox is you can get the Mad Cats, because you like your big controllers for
the Big Daddy.
For at Halo 2, especially on Xbox
Live. Halo 2, yeah, I can't play, I can. Like, I
not
did,
as good.
But not as well. I can, like, if I'm using a big controller, that can actually get me more kills. I'm so used to the big controller with the black and white button at top. I'm not used
sort
to
of
pressing
weird.
Black
bottom,
and white at the bottom.
Yeah.
I was, like, pressing it, and then I press, like, star, and then I press, like, exit by accident. I'm like, no.
Yeah,
like,
oh, no, I left the game. We're about to play. Yeah, so the big controllers are sort of an upside to Xbox. And, yeah, like I said, Xbox, I mean, it's really your opinion. And I think our next topic, it's sort of a controversial topic, mod chips. Because if you have a mod chip, obviously you're not going to say, oh, mod chips aren't right, you shouldn't be copying games. And it isn't just about, like, it's legal to copy games, it's illegal to do that kind of stuff. It's just sort of like... I mean, Xbox games are cheap in the first place. Why do you need to be that, like, frugal, if you want to call it, to, like, get a mod chip? Like, someone I know has, and it's not Jake, she has, like, 100 games on her Xbox that she's copied. So, I'm like, whoa, that's a lot. I only have...
She?
Yeah.
Girls don't live in video games.
Don't steal that. That was on Xbox Live, and that's sort of another thing. Xbox Live, they're like, whenever there's a girl in the game, they're all like,
they
making
scare
fun
them
of.
Away. I have
know.
To say, I like, well, yeah, I support girl games.
Yeah, it would be cool because, like, I mean, they're just as good. Some of them are, like, way better than.
Yeah, I was
other
playing.
People.
I was playing a Counter-Strike game the other day, And it was me, these two guys, this girl, and then there was these five guys on this.
They were laughing,
and they're like, "Oh, well, this will be a cinch." And the girl got, for every one kill they got on her, she got 17 kills on them.
Oh, they got pwned. I would have been like, "Whoosh!" Them. Oh, yeah, girl gamers. I mean, nothing wrong with that at all. I mean, you can't, like, they're probably a lot better.
What I find weird is, you can't say anything until adult people that are 40 and older playing video games. That's what I find strange.
Yeah, it's sort of weird. Like, but when you're playing Xbox Live, you can tell who are old and who are, like, young, and, like, the old people who are, it's like the, I was playing with two French people and two German people. At least that's what I thought. I knew the two people were French, and I'm like, "Bonjour," and they like, said something, and I had no clue what they said.
Like, they were swearing.
Yeah, probably. And sometimes they talk in English. Maybe they were just doing that, because I'm like, "Come on, guys, stick together," and I ended up, like, quitting the game, because I'm like, "Come on, we need to work as a team," and they're like, "The flag, the bomb," and they'd, like, say English and French, so I'm pretty sure they were just doing that just to, like, smite me in the face, so.
Why? What did you do to them?
I don't know. I got the bomb, and then he's like, "Hey, dude, grab the, grab the energy shield," and then he, like,
how
said something.
How
could
you grab an energy shield?
No, like, the energy, the little thing that you get, like, double energy, throw in your shield.
Oh, yeah, overshield.
Overshield.
Yeah, and but you could get that with a bomb in your hands.
Yeah, I know. But, and then I'm like, okay, and then I go over, and then he, like, runs, and then he runs fast, and I'm like, "How can he get the energy shield?" And then he starts talking, like, another language, so, my chips are...
It's not like you got pwned in that game.
No, I didn't. Seriously, I didn't, because I had gone, they were just sort of waddling around, like, cherry picking. I had gone to get the flag, like, 10 times, and they, I'm like, "Come on, people, go cover my back when I get it," because there was, like, a whole bunch of people, and one time they came, and they killed everyone, and then they ran away, and then I went and grabbed the flag, and everyone, like, reappeared and killed me, so I'm like, "Come on, give me some backup score."
Last night, that's what I had a problem with. Teams. I like capture a flag if I'm on a good team, but the one night, I forget who I was playing.
All of us, we were all together, and
they were beating us. I had the flag. I was almost at our base, and I'm like, "Come on, guys, help out." And then everyone was like, "Where do we go?" And I'm like, "Right over there, the flag's right in front of you." And like, "Oh, it must be by that warthog."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "No, guys, it's by right there."
Yeah. So.
And they did not, and I had to get this flag and try to bring it to my base without any weapons, facing four guys,
yeah,
following
another
me.
Team, yeah. So, yeah, there's so mod chips aren't, like, you shouldn't get a mod chip, and soft modding, there's also something you can do where there's just sort of a crack so that it lets you play burnt games without actually getting a mod chip. Like, if you have a DVD burner, you can do that, and, I mean, that isn't as bad, but you still shouldn't even do that. So, what's your favorite type of game, like RPG, first-person shooter?
When I'm playing by myself, it's an RPG. If I'm playing with someone else, it's a first-person shooter.
Well, if you're playing online, then it's a first-person shooter, and I think that's, like,
I don't know. I was looking forward to this game. Well, I sort of was. It was an Xbox Live-only game. You could only play it on Xbox Live.
That one?
It was called True Fantasy Online, and I wanted that game so bad.
But you didn't know Xbox Live.
And then they put that off, so it's coming out on Xbox, too.
Is it?
Yeah,
and that's the thing. I don't have it in here, but I think we should talk about Xbox 2, a.k.a. Xena. And I don't like that name, but
I've seen so many names. It's Xena. Yeah, some people call it Nextbox.
It's called Xena. Yeah, it's called Xena.
And some people call it Xbox 2. I'm like, it's called Xena.
That's the name. You know, it's like saying PS2. It's like, no. It's just like saying GameCube. You call it, like, Nintendo 5 or something.
N65. Or, like,
yeah. N65.
Like,
the next.
Nintendo. Yeah.
Something like that.
Or, like, next Nintendo or something.
Yeah,
like
not actually calling it GameCube. So, yeah, favorite type game, and I think here's another PC topic. We've talked about all these Xbox topics. Sims 2, and that's a pretty old game, right? Well, not, I shouldn't say old, but it's old.
Actually, It's came pretty out in the summer.
Yeah, it came out in the summer.
You know what I hate? I got Fable, I got Morrowind, I got, and then I got Halo 2, then I got Sims 2, then I got Warhammer.
$40,000 Dawn of War.
Yeah, and
was that worth your money buying it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yesterday you said it was disappointing or something.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
you said you were saying I said it was disappointing. Someone said you again.
No, I said you guys were all raving that it was so good, and you guys were like saying, "Oh, Warhammer."
No, I was explaining to Alex how to get a flag on territory.
No, you were saying Dawn. No, it wasn't then, but.
Anyways, but
yeah, so Sims 2.
Yeah, and I've been putting Sims 2 off. I've been playing
every time I get a new game, you put all the old games off. Like Halo 2, that's like the only game I play, like besides games.
And then Christmas is coming up, and I guarantee you I'll get at least 2 Xbox games for Christmas.
Yeah, I'll get a lot. I don't know what my main Christmas present
is going
to be.
Because all that's on my Christmas list right now is
maybe
DVDs,
I'll ask for an iPod,
CDs,
but I don't
and,
think so.
And Xbox games. That's all that's on my list.
Yeah, so
I think I have like 4 DVDs and like 10 CDs and like.
You only have 4 DVDs.
I don't.
Oh, on your Christmas wish list. Oh, I thought you meant. Oh, I only have 4 DVDs.
Well, actually, I probably only have four DVDs.
The first year we got our DVD player, we got so many, and like we just like
DVDs,
our DVDs.
I own. I mean. Yeah. Like, I own Snatch, Rumblefish, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That's a funny movie. Except it's on family all the time. But
which they take, like, half the movie out because it's, like, unsuitable. And then what else do I have? Snatch.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah.
Snatch, Rumble.
Well, you have some VHS.
Oh, Where's My Car?
Oh, yeah.
Family Guy.
On DVD. And I think our next topic is Unreal Tournament versus Unreal Championship. And you've played Unreal Championship, and I've played Unreal
Tournament. And I've played Unreal.
And I've played Unreal 2.
Which was very laggy. It was an offline game. How can an offline game be laggy? I've never known the answer to that. It was a laggy offline game. That's just plain weird.
Yeah, you should have tried Battle. I wish I had that. Xbox Live when you had Battlefront, because they said on XPlay it was complete lag, which made it even unusable to play on Xbox Live.
I don't agree with that.
And they said you'll get quite. They said even with the fastest connection, you
but
have lag.
But see, what's weird about Battlefront is you have to know there's so much that I guarantee you there'll be like 10 vehicles in the game at a time. There's at least 200 men in the game at a time, like two,
like
and then
AIs.
Six, yeah, and then there's 16 like regular people like playing all the time.
Yeah, like if you're playing Xbox Live, it's gonna be a big battle.
That's what Mike likes on Xbox Live.
What?
Battlefront.
Yeah, is that?
Yeah.
What, did he say it's laggy?
No, I haven't actually. I should ask him about that.
Yeah, because they said on XPlay it was complete lag. I mean, they're, like, just actors. They don't really play the... No, I'm kidding.
But I can never know about TV shows and, like, magazines that review games. I always have a feeling they're being bribed just a little bit.
Yeah, because they have sponsors. Like, you know Future Shop? You walk in, guess what kind of router they're gonna tell you to get? Microsoft? We walked in, like, we left the store because they kept on... We didn't buy our router there because they're like... You know, this new Microsoft, it's the best thing. And I said, it's been discontinued,
that's
so they don't support
okay, what
it.
Happened? Did you say you were looking for a router?
No, I went in, we went into the router section. We said, this is the router we're going to get. That's the router right over there.
Yeah, and I don't know what router is.
No, and so we got that, and then they came up and they said, oh, can I help you with anything? And we said, no. And they said, well, I just bought, they just sort of shoved in their own opinion, and we didn't ask for anything. They said, well, I just bought this Microsoft router and it's the best thing, they support it all the time. And my brother's like, that router was discontinued and they don't support it anymore. And he's like, well, that's not true. And my brother's like, well, you can go on the internet and try to look for support, but you won't find it. And you can call the number and they won't support you on that. And like, they're like, just, they're sort of, but it's still a good router. And they just sort of fumbled there.
That's what.
And we left and we got it at Staples.
Future Shop never does that to me. They're like.
You walk in and they start stalking you.
No, they. Yes. I walk in, okay? They say, why, are you looking for something? Can I help you? And I'm like, no. And then they leave.
They're like, I say that to someone else, and then someone else comes like, can I help you, sir? Like,
I got, say no, because I really
like,
don't want...
Like, you know those speakers over there?
Because then they try to make me
they...
buy something, they're like, because sometimes I'm just browsing, and then sometimes they're like, oh, here's your CD, sir, go to the cash register and pay it.
Like, you know those speakers over there? They're like, I'll help you over here, and I'm like, well, they're pretty good speakers, I guess. But they didn't end up being pretty good speakers, because they fall over all
that's
the time,
one,
because they're so
that's
light.
The
that's why
one
I love
thing.
These.
I always like EB, because the people there are always cool, they're always giving good opinions.
And they give you their own opinion, like Future Shop, they give you the opinion, they get, like, paid for every time
but,
they sell a Microsoft.
But there
Microsoft
was one guy there, I've got, he's pretty cool, but there was this one time he really bugged me, I was like, can I have Morrowind? He's like, yes, but we have Morrowind Gold Edition, you would like to buy that, wouldn't you? And I'm like, no, just Morrowind. He's like, what about Morrowind? I'm like, I only have enough money for Morrowind Gold Edition. He's like, are you sure? What about your mom? Can she pay for it, part of it? And I'm like, no. And she's like, why not this new Morrowind copy instead of an old Morrowind copy? And I'm like, yeah, but I want to save some money. And he's like, your loss, but this one comes with a nice map. And then I'm like,
maybe you like took out the map because you thought you wouldn't buy it.
I don't need the map. And he's like, oh, I think you do. And it was like a huge. And that's why my mom always whenever I'm with her, she always travels off. I'm like, can you? That's what happened with Fable. It really bugged me. She's like, oh, before I can give you this Fable copy that you pre-ordered, I need to, you need to have someone over 18 with you. And
whoa,
then I'm like,
EB does that now?
Yeah.
I thought they like,
no,
they
not
like,
with M. I could buy an M game. It's just pre-ordering since there's like credit cards and stuff involved.
Oh, yeah.
So, she's like, I need someone 18 to, no, it was 16 or older to sign this thing. And I'm like, oh, my mom's right over in that look. And then she's signing in the store. And I'm like, ah! And there was a huge lineup. I was waiting in line for like 15 minutes.
You thought, go to the end of the line, sir.
Because I always tell my mom, don't go anywhere. Stay in line with me. And then
she's like,
I'm going to browse.
No, you know, and
I
think
that's another thing that bugs me. Whenever I go to the mall, I'm just minding my own business, either buying a DVD or a CD or an Xbox game. Bam, someone from school is there saying hi to me.
Like,
I don't want to talk to you, I'm afraid. I want to do my own thing.
Yeah. And I think our next topic is chains taking over the world, because like we were talking about like Future Shop, and they're all spreading all over the world, and they're eventually going to like run our country, like... All of our, like, government is, like,
AOL.
Corrupt.
AOL.
Yeah, especially AOL.
Like, I was watching this TV show, and it was so hilarious. He's like, there's no government, I believe. A big company owns the world.
And then in the background,
they're advertising for AOL beer.
AOL beer, yeah. AOL everywhere you go, though. Like, 3 months free.
Well, I don't like about AOL,
free.
Okay?
Nine
they're like,
free.
They're like, it's www, this. Or AOL terms, keyword.
Yeah, AOL keywords. Yeah,
I don't want a keyword. I want a website.
I want a link.
Yeah.
AOL's too like goody goody. They're like all like. And for my children, you can't. I used to have AOL for like a month, and like they're like. You
had AOL
been,
for a month?
Yeah, something like
well,
that.
Well, they keep giving you free months. They give you, like,
know.
A free month, like, every month.
Yeah, it was,
month.
Like, a free, but...
It's like having free internet. They're like, here's another free
know,
month.
You just register with a different credit card, and, like, say you had, like, a lot of credit cards, you can register.
What was
as
I going to get? I was going to buy a credit card. Get a credit card.
You have to be 18.
My dad said he'd say it was for him, but I would be able to use it.
Wait, some people do that, like, you know, you can, like, your parents can buy you, like, a credit card with, like, an amount of money on it for, like, say, your birthday, and they just give it to you and
because,
you take a credit card.
Because I was going to buy a credit card, and then he's like, I think you're responsible enough for your own credit card. I'm like, but I'm underage, and they're like, well, I'll just say it's for me. And,
why don't you just get a debit card?
Because I forget what was happening. I'll tell you a story about that, too. Because I forget, there was some really cool thing that came with this credit card. Like, it was, like, something I've always wanted. And it came, if you got this credit card, you'd get it. So
what
I'm like,
it?
I forget what it was. But, anyways, eventually I said, nah, I'll pass. And then I want a debit card.
Yeah,
I go to the same bank as you. You know the place
yeah,
near
Bank
that?
Montreal.
Yeah. They said I wasn't old enough.
Yeah.
And my parents are like, but we're going to allow him to. And he's like, oh, bank policy, You're too young. Yeah. And I'm like, what? Yeah. Mark and Kenny have one.
Yeah, we're both go there. Yeah. So yeah, chains taking over the world, big issue. So I think we've already discussed Knights of the Republic. What else? Xbox forums, and I think that's really it's a big subject because, like I went on a long time ago, and I'm going back on again for some unknown reason. I just have like that urge to post now. Like I used to like not want to, and I just sort of got off there, but now I'm back on.
And I'm on Gaia. I'm saving up for Christmas Gaia presents for some people.
Yeah, like me.
Possibly.
Yeah, I should save up.
Right
for
now,
somebody.
I have one Christmas present, which I might, if worse comes to worse, I'll sell it and then I'm going to divide all the money up between the people.
Yeah, getting something for Alex. He's on.
Yeah, but he's not on often.
Yeah, he isn't on. He like went on once and he got like the cheapest of everything and then he got off. It's true.
Yeah, I know.
And I think we'll just sort of skip through some of these for a minute.
Yeah, half of them, I'm looking at the subjects, and some of them I only know what they are. Like
E3?
I know what E3 is. I don't know what's on top of that.
Peer-to-peer networks?
Yeah, I have no idea
like
what that
Kazaa
is.
Like and ShareBear and something else.
I see.
Yeah.
And then tech support, I have no idea what that is.
Terrible tech support for everything. I'll just go through these topics fast. Tech support is the worst thing you can ever get stuck in. I remember one time I was with my internet's tech support, and I didn't know what was wrong, and neither did they, and they couldn't really help me because, like, I didn't, like, know what was wrong. My internet just didn't work, so, yeah. Tech support, no. And Future Shop tech support, you have to wait through, like, a long menu. It's like, for game reviews, press 1.
Reviews? No, they all review, they're like, Future Shop, give this game a 10, yeah, so you should buy it.
Okay, on the Apple website, like apple.com or whatever, they have like reviews for products and not just theirs and all that, and you can review them. And it forces you to give all the Apple products 5 stars out of 5. And like, it's like, what's up with that? It's like, today's product of the month, Apple iPod. Everyone gave it a 5 out of a 5.
Yeah, because they had to.
Yeah, they had because
I want to know, do you know anyone that has an iPod?
Yeah, my uncle.
And how does he like it? Because everyone says my iPod's so great, and I want an iPod, but I want to know how people like an iPod, like real people that aren't like paid millions of dollars to say it's great.
I'm like, my uncle's like, oh, I love my iPod, I can fit so much music on it, and he's like telling my brother, and I'm like, but you won't like it, because my parents are like, oh, Apple, my parents are like, Paul, stop being a bad influence, because he has all these like toys.
Oh, is that your like 20 something uncle?
No, that's my other uncle that has an Xbox. But
how many uncles do you have that have an Xbox?
Oh, no one, just one.
My uncle's like a PS2 guy.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, me and my
GTA
friends.
San
me, he's like, oh, me and my friends, the day we get Xbox 2, we're going to. Xbox 2, Halo 2, we're system linking up at my friend's place. We're going to have a huge Halo 2 Xbox live.
Boy, 8 players, that's huge, alright.
It is pretty big.
Not
on
6.
Xbox Live.
Oh.
With 8 Xbox. Other people.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But you know what I don't like? When you're on a team, I want to be on, like, some of the, you know how there is us 4 playing? And then it was always us 4 against them 4.
You could change teams.
Yeah, I know. But then it would be uneven. And they get mad.
They're like, change back to purple.
I always wanted to mix up, like, maybe 2 of us, 2 of them on a team, and then, like, 2 of...
But they get all mad because they're, like, all in their little party, and they're like, hey, let's kick your ass. The chums.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you want our chums? And everyone's, like, making fun of me.
Kenny was like, oh, I want to play that guy now.
He's cool. He has the coolest accent.
Yeah, he's like, UT crazy. His chums are here to play us.
Yeah, so you can talk about iPods. You can talk about E3 since that's your
little... I don't really know anything about iPods, so...
No, E3. I said you can talk about...
Okay, E3. I wish I could get in only celebrities, muggers, really rich people, Xbox developers, game developers, game producers, the media can get in that thing, basically.
Yeah.
I've heard there's,
like millionaires and stuff.
And what's hilarious is Xbox Mixing was talking about their experiences at E3, and they were listing all the types of people you said, and they said, the funniest thing is there's always at least 20 people, they said, every show, that they say, oh, there's Halo 3. I'm going to take it and try to run for the door.
There's like a guard at every and booth and every exit.
I think there's at least one security guard at every booth, and there's at least like 10 at the doors.
Yeah, because it's like so big, because it's like they like had Halo 2 playable demo at E3.
Yeah.
So that was like the big thing.
And people tried to run for the door with that
and then you got like tackled by security.
And then they were talking about other things. They were talking about was they're like, oh guys, every time we try to go in, there's these guys that talk to us in the bathroom, and then they get excited and stuff goes everywhere.
Yeah,
all over the urinals and stuff. And then they're talking about how they always get like really famous celebrities, like J-Lo walks in and everyone's like amazed, and then you see, and then they actually used Gary Coleman as an example. He stepped in and everyone was like stepping over him and like pushing him into
Gary Coleman, yeah,
and stuff, because he wasn't like important. And they're talking about how there's like just people like sitting against the walls, and then when like a rich person comes through that no one will miss, they like mug them and then like go in.
With their tickets. And I think our next topic is high speed versus dial up. And you have dial up, and I have high speed, which is the best invention to man.
What about electricity?
Oh yeah, that's a pretty big thing.
What about the car?
No, that's pretty big too. And the computer, in the first of all. But yeah, I think high speed. It's so much better because it's faster. It doesn't take up your phone line. You don't have to like spend like 10 hours dialing in. Like yours, it takes like an hour to go on.
No, it doesn't. It takes like maybe 1 minute if that's like the worst, bad day. 30 seconds.
Well,
an average
still
day.
I'm always connected.
I know.
I don't even have like
And then you're faster, but for some reason I'm making 1.5k like a day that I don't have any school, and you're making like 300 gold.
Yeah, I made a lot today because they pay you more now.
How did you get all those gift boxes anyways?
Well, the one first just one floated across, and then one I just
picked. That's so lucky. I want one to float across my
It's like, oh, look out, and I'm like clicking,
I've got one enchanted chest, which gave me a 500 gold item, and then I got two pink links, which one gave me 1,000, gave me 1,000.
That's cool. Yeah, pink link, like, the one time I, like, clicked on it, and then, you're like, it didn't work, no, I click refresh, and it went, and then it went on the one thing. But, yeah, so high speed, much better, and I think we'll just go in, yeah, we're pretty
What's awful is Mark's phone room.
Yeah, I hate that, Blink-182, and I'm like, to my brother's like, oh, I hate that ring, I'm like, you chose it, now I'm gonna, like, change it. We're pretty much done with this episode, and once we add in, it'll be
going. What about the shout out?
And the shout out today will be to these two guys at Nextbox Official Radio. To the DDP and that's
DDP, some sort of drug.
No, the Digital Dog Pound. It's like a whole bunch of like people who get it. Yeah, they'd know. and the people at G4 Tech TV,
even like though Morgan I have Webb a feeling they're slightly being bribed.
Well, maybe on those game review things, like screensavers, there's nothing, like, they have, like, ads and stuff. Nothing to be bribed.
Like, reviews on the road, I don't think they're being bribed. Because they, half the games...
Even if Electronic Playground is being bribed, I mean, you still have, like, 1,000, like, jokes from it.
No, Electronic Playground, they're nice to everyone, because it's, like, Electronic Playground, they're, like,
they don't
previewing
have
games.
Reviews.
No, they're previewing games, reviews on the run, and they actually review the games, and then they, because they were, like, the one, I watched
like,
this
X-Play,
one, and
they
were, like, to the
like,
company,
opinion.
They're, like, oh, this is going to be, like, a big, huge game, I'm going to love it, I'm never going to put it down, and then when they reviewed it, they're, like, I wish these, game review people... Not the game review people. The game developers and the producers just suddenly blow up and die and die
a
long, painful death.
Yeah, it's like the one X-Play, like the one review on X-Play. They're like, I think you once you've played this game, you'd all fly to Japan and punch each and every one of the developers in their eye. I'm like, yeah, it looks sort of true by the looks of that review. But yeah, G4 Tech TV, DDP,
EB Games,
those guys are the best prices. And
not the best. Well, Feature Shop sometimes gets a
hardly
little bit
ever.
Maybe out of every 100 games, there's like one that Future Shop has a better price.
Yeah, hardly ever, but yeah. Like, EB, like, because you get the pre-play. So, those, are, I think, you have any other shout-outs?
That's about it.
Yeah, that's about it for me, too. So, yeah, okay, thank you.